Sometimes you stumble on a book that sets you on a whole new path. For this Israeli historian, it wasn't about history. It was a book about chimpanzees.
It made me realize that humans are animals.
And why was that such a revelation? Here's today's bookmark.
So hello, my name is Yuval Noah Harari. I'm the author of 21 Lessons for the 21st Century and Sapiens and Homo Deus. And the book that influenced my life, my career, my research is Chimpanzee Politics by Franz De Waal, a wonderful book that follows the politics of one chimpanzee group in a zoo in the Netherlands in the late 1970s. And it really changed my understanding, not just of chimpanzees, but even more, my understanding of human beings. And I think it's a book that any politician or anybody who's interested in politics, whether you are a chimpanzee or a Homo sapiens, you should read that book. I mean, if you're a chimpanzee, you probably won't be able to read the book, but maybe you can see the movie. Actually, they made a movie out of this book, Chimpanzee Politics, and they showed it to the chimpanzee colony that the book is about, and the reactions were quite amazing. You cannot understand humans if you ignore biology. You cannot understand human history, human politics, if you take away our connection to the rest of the animal kingdom, our connection to nature, and try to understand us on a completely different level. Of course, it's not enough to know just biology in order to understand history. There are some very significant differences between humans and chimpanzees, between humans and other animals, and you need to take these differences into account. But again, if you ignore the biological basis, you don't really stand a chance of understanding human politics or human anything. Previously, as a historian, I read history books. I read medieval chronicles, I would read articles in journals like the American Historical Review, but I hardly ever read biology. I thought that this has little to do with my subject. And after reading Chimpanzee Politics, of course, it wasn't only this book, but it was part of what made me realize that if I want to be a good historian, a professional historian, I need to get a much better understanding of biology. And it also changed me on the personal level. It made a contribution towards opening my eyes to the existence of other sentient beings on planet Earth and the impact we humans have on them and the terrible suffering that we are inflicting, not just on chimpanzees, but on cows and chickens and sheep and pigs and so forth. And this is one of the reasons that eventually made me to try and change my own behavior and stop eating meat and stop being part of the industries that inflict terrible suffering on billions of other sentient beings here on planet Earth.
The book is Chimpanzee Politics by primatologist Franz De Waal. And that was Israeli historian Yuval Noah Harari recommending it. His own books include Sapiens and 21 Lessons for the 21st Century. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge. Hear an interview with Yuval Noah Harari at ttbook.org/bookmarks.